Forgive us again, Father, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
number 730. January 730.
Sing verse 1 after we sing verse 3 again.
Just Bring it out. Tonight's scriptures will be from Philippians 4:4-8. I'll be reading from the New American Standard Bible. Rejoicing, O Lord, always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Safe until that time when you call them. Well, think of our sister Nancy Mitchell. What an utterly delightful lady she is. She too is now struggling with cancer again. You might remove that from her, or at least keep her comfortable until the time we call her.
Amen.
To think of Wanda and Gordon Despain and the physical challenges that they have, the challenges of old age. Gordon, who was once a world-class athlete, now is reduced to dementia. I pray that you keep both of them pain-free and say, tell that to them when you call them. Think of our brother, Matt Mitchell. From that offer, who has physical challenges to leukemia. Father, you're such a young man and such a delightful man. And Father, his family desperately needs him. We would pray that you would remove this illness from him and give him years to raise his family and to serve people.
Amen.
Think of Teresa Moore's mother. We pray, Father, that you be with her as well. Keep her comfortable and safe, and remove this condition that she has, so she might have a year to live and serve you. Yeah. Father, we've got some on the roads. We think of our brothers Dan and Terry, who are in Montana. We pray, Father, that you help them to get home safely. And we think of the neighbors who are all the way on the East Coast now. We pray that they too might return home safely. We pray, Father, that you would bless this congregation, bless us with numbers. More importantly, Father, bless us with grace and knowledge. Think of our nation. Father, we are so thankful to live here.
Amen.
We're free. We're free to come and go. We pray, Father, that you would bless Mr. Trump. Bless all those in government. That the decisions that they make might allow us to live quiet, tranquil lives.
Amen.
Finally, Father, we pray that all of us would be examples to the world that light set out here. We also ask, Father, that you forgive us of our shortcomings. For all these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Number 253.
I have been redeemed by the morning to be able to see Kenji here and to think of the ladies that are with us that are carrying children, and to have thoughts of God to be with them and to know how much of a miracle it is in all of the complexity of a human being that God could perform that miracle time in and time out, time in and time out. And that man thinks he's so wise to be able to try to stop God's miracle. And it was a beautiful thing this morning. And I give a special thank you to Elliot and
Lana.
Thank you. And number 208, I'll be a friend to Jesus. In today's world, Jesus needs friends and needs people to speak up for him. And so it is. Number 208.
They tried my Lord and Master with no one to
when peace lies.
sounds encouraging. I hope you feel encouraged. Turn to Psalm number 644, please, if you would. Let's say a few words about what we're singing about there. We offer this song as an invitation. Hopefully you've been listening to the songs and singing, thinking of words. This song is entitled, I think it sums up a lot about Christianity. Trust and obey.
Amen.
Trust is a big word. Trust is a big word, really. You think about the concept. It starts with belief, accepting that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But then so much more than that, it's having confidence in what it says is really true. And following through by whatever he says, whatever he asks, whatever he promises, you're going to believe. You're going to put your life in his hand. That's trust. And then obey doesn't mean perfect obedience, right? But if we have confidence in God, obeying is doing what's right the best we can. And that's really what Christianity is, trusting God. And then doing the best we can every day to do what's right. And when we fail, we repent, we go to God, we confess our sins, and we say, help us, Lord, do better, do better, and to do right next time. And when we fall and fail the next day, we do the same thing. And so, that's really what the call of Christ is that as we, if you're somebody here this evening, we don't have a minute here, but if you're somebody who has to make that determination to put your confidence in God and trust Him, and then obey Him in whatever He has to do. Begin where that means, repenting of sins, being willing to confess Him freely as the Lord and of your life, and to be baptized in water, and to be raised up in a new life. Why did God choose baptism? I don't know, but that's what He chose. And so we follow His word. That's obedience. You don't have to know why, necessarily. But that's what God has commanded us, and that's what we want to follow. If you're somebody here this evening that would like to put his confidence in God and obey Him initially in baptism, then our invitation has come forward, and we will help you serve you in that way. If you're a Christian who would like prayers, needs to take care of something in your life that you know it's not right, we can help you with that too. If you'd like to come forward as we stand together and sing Psalm number 624. We're going to sing verse 1, 2, 3, and 5.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and know. Trust and obey, for there's no one. Struck him and they cursed him and mocked his Lord.